This is an ABC 10 News update.
Good evening. I'm Kimberly Hunt in the ABC 10 News studio. San Diegans are in for a series of increases on their water bills to start the new year. The city council approved the hikes today. On January 1st, sewer rates will increase 5%. Additional 4% hikes will come again in 2023 and 2024. Then a 3% hike will kick in 2025. The city will also pass along the cost of a hike from the San Diego Water Authority, which sells water to the city of San Diego. And San Diego's chief of police is sharing his concerns about the impact of a possible COVID-19 vaccine requirement. A recent survey revealed about 90% of officers believe getting vaccinated should be a personal choice, not a mandate. And 38% of the department responded to the survey. More than half of them said they'd rather be fired than forced to take the vaccine. Chief David Nislight says the possible impact of losing a lot of the officers would be, quote, concerning. And this South Bay warehouse company has to pay back hundreds of thousands of dollars that it stole from employees. Premar Global Warehouse stores goods from trade across the border. The Department of Labor says the company paid 16 workers as little as $3.38 an hour. And they paid those workers in pesos, even though the work was done in Otay Mesa. Premar needs to give the workers back that pay is up to the minimum wage and also pay overtime that they withheld. And in the ABC 10 News Pinpoint Weather Center, meteorologist Angelica Campos is tracking this heat up that we have right now. Hot out there.
So hot, Kim. We broke a couple of records in the city, and we're expecting to see a few more records potentially tomorrow. The heat advisory will remain in effect on Wednesday for inland communities all the way back into the foothills, where temperatures could get close to the triple digits once again. Coming up, I'll break down what to expect from the coast all the way back to the deserts as we head into Wednesday.